say, I mean, have you ever heard what's happened to Joe and her husband? Because her husband was ill, wasn't he?
Yes, he's all right. Well, I don't suppose he's all right, but he's staggering on, you know, in the way that Jerry did.
No.
Marge keeps me informed. She says she meets Joe in the town and they exchange a few words and so on.
So what's Marge doing now, then?
She's writing a children's book. She's written one, and it's doing the rounds of the publishers. And she's written, or she's writing a second. She is a fanatical gardener. She goes and visits friends throughout the year. Marge has got her life well settled. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Has she still got all that weight?
It's falling off.
It is falling.
Just as I predicted it would, it's falling off. She's happy, you see.
Mm. Is she still seeing that chap?
I think so, yes. Doesn't say much about him, because he lives in France now and only comes over occasionally to sort things out on business. But I rather think that he still nips in, and as Marge said coyly to me one year, I've given her a lovely little candle in a special little bowl. With water, safety candle, but it was very pretty. It was from Marks and Spencer's, and she said, your candle assisted at the rites of Venus last night.
Because she was rather large, wasn't she?
Yes.
No.
Have
you got one or two?
Two.
I'll move round.
We won't be very long.
We're going in.
Yes.
No, it won't be long before we go in.
Yeah, quite. Yes. Where do you come from then?
This side of Godalming.
Oh, yes. That's an effort.
Probably so everywhere you go at the moment. I mean, all the cafes, you've got to wait in. No seats, is there? We tried another one before we came here.
Yes.
Do this town short of cafes or something?
Oh. There used to be the Cardoma, almost opposite here. It was an enormous cafe. It had a downstairs and an upstairs. And when that went, there was nothing to replace it.
You ready to go?
Yes, I'm just scrabbling about, Brent, to see where I've put my purse.
Don't worry, I'll get this. They give me some money. I've got £10, so...
You sure?
Yeah. I'll go and sort this out.
Right. I must get to the Nationwide.
Yum. Good. Hopping hot. Anyway, isn't it? That's nice, you can get mince out of the mince pie with a cup of tea. Don't often get things like that, do you?
I don't like the herrings in Woking. Like that for a little snack.
I've never been in there.
Mm. Maybe different now, but I always used to like it.
Oh, it's nice chicken.
I knew you'd like it.
Number 11.
So how's he now getting on with his scratch then? He's still a serious... He's still serious about it?
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing it for quite a while now, hasn't he? Nothing in a year, is it? What belt's he now? Green or orange or yellow?
She doesn't know. Orange belt, I think. So does it's white, yellow, orange, green? So I think it's orange. I think his next one is green. Not quite.
Is he going to go for his black?
Oh, yes. He wants eventually to have his own room. And I'm encouraging
him. It's like, that lesson, I mean, he's obviously learned his lesson when he did that competition that time, didn't he? And he went in too fast, didn't he?
Mm.
Has he done a competition since that?
Yes. He did reasonably well. He hasn't done anything outstanding, but he's done better.
Did he keep his cool then?
Mm.
Probably learnt, didn't he?
Mm. Neil Cranmer.
But, you know, he enjoys it, doesn't he?
Oh, yes.
And they said, that's a good sport, but getting everything out, isn't it?
Sausage roll.
Restaurants just get stuck. If Dave's coming over this afternoon, I don't think he'll park.
No.
He'll lose his temper and go home with him. He won't park.
What was he coming over for?
For the soup for Lee.
Oh, yes, of course.
He hates shopping on the Saturday.
Mm.
But I should think, knowing he know what it's like, he normally parks down by the old AA.
Oh, yes.
And walks in. Coronation chicken at home?
Yes, I have made it. Mm, easy.
Is it just like a mayonnaise sauce? Or? Did you tell Marge or did you not tell her a time?
I said five-ish.
Oh,
that was right, wasn't it?
Brilliant in Devon.
Mm.
That's petrol and stuff. Have you got your the Debenhams receipt there? Mm-hmm. I'd like to see what we actually got off. Put it in with the Deb's card.
Yes.
As long as you put your Deb's card up. Yep. Oh no, no till receipt. So that black top, that sweatshirt top that I got for Lee, which was $17.99, you got that for £13.45. £2 off. So it would have been 145.
Wow.
God, there's a hell of a difference, isn't there?
Yes, it is.
But the only thing awkward, I suppose, about that is the fact you've got to carry it around. Like she did say that one of the guys would perhaps carry it around for you.
You don't like to ask.
But you don't like to, because the fact, you know, he'll be sort of lugging it around, and you'd feel you'd actually have to sort of hurry him up, wouldn't you? You know, hurry up, because...
Shirley, when she was getting into the run of going back to work, I found that one of the cheapest of dinner party desserts was lemon meringue pie.
Mm.
And everybody likes it.
They always go down well, don't they? Christmas time, whenever.
And to take the hex off it, I grate the lemon the day before and wrap the grated rind in cling film.
Yeah, you do that, don't you?
Mm.
I know that one you made last time you were down.
That's
no,
right,
no waste in our house.
No.
What's John and Mari having? Having turkey at Christmas or...?
Mm-hmm.
Are they having turkey at Christmas or don't they, you know?
I don't know what they'll have. You see, Mary Ann and Mitch are vegetarian.
Are they going for dinner as well at this son?
Oh, I think so, yes. I think it's going to be a proper family Christmas.
and chop it like you say, if you turn it down.
Oh, that would be awful.
Number 11.
Sure, even this, it's probably this one year, you could probably have done with staying at home.
I would have liked to have looked after Neil. And kept an eye on
and
the
rest Shirley of and...
Yes, you know, everybody, yes.
It's fairly typical though, isn't it? One year you could do with staying around.
I mean, as it is, I think that Neil is a bit of a sensitive area.
Hmm.
You know, and I'm spending money and time on him that really, I suppose, in theory, I would be spending on my own grandchildren. However, I take the attitude that in modern times, people are not obliged.
The thing is, who
to
else?
Feel by duty, as it were, that they ought to take notice of their immediate family. John and Mary Ann are capable of financially supporting themselves, so I don't worry about the money aspect. And in every other way, psychologically, emotionally, morally, they are able to look after themselves.
But I think, yeah, and I think that saying, you can't pick your families, you can pick your friends.
True.
It's so true. Because 9 times out of 10...
You found it so.
Well, you can do without that hassle. I mean, at least with you, with the relationship you've got with your kids, at least there's not a lot of chance to have hassles.
No.
But that's how relationships should be.
It's one of the great arguments for the old-fashioned sort of religion. That you could legitimately turn to people and say, why are you leaning on me so hard for all this support? You ought to be reading your Bible, saying your prayers, going to church and getting in touch with the boss. That's why I laughed when they were saying that Terry Waite would need counselling. I bet that Terry Waite was praying his head off, and he'd memorised masses of the Bible, which he would be reciting to himself, probably said to himself, 2 o'clock every afternoon, I'll remember what I can of the book of Isaiah, you know. I don't suppose he needed any counselling. He'd probably do better counselling other people.
That's right, yeah. Because, I mean, he's certainly sort of, even though he's been sort of prisoner, I mean, he's seen what's going on and... I mean, he's had, what, 5 years, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Of his sort of life, sort of gone.
Finish with this.
Oh, thank you. It's delicious.
Beautiful stuff, isn't it?
Really, what's not?
In East Anglia, people either on their pub lunches, they either throw themselves onto that or onto treacle pudding.
Yeah, but I think that's a bit heavy though, isn't it? Sometimes it...
Or
it's
homemade
nice.
Bread and butter pudding with custard or death by chocolate.
That means...
We really eat in East Anglia.
Don't you think they have got some nice men's clothes, man?
It is. Yes.
I mean, half the women, I think, buy men's clothes.
Do you buy Dave's clothes for me?
No, I mean, women buy them to wear.
Oh, yes.
Ellie,
yes.
She buys all of her coats for men's departments. They just, like she said, I don't know why, but they just seem to sort of...
Well, men, the fabrics of men's clothes are usually better, stronger, because men feel cold in them. I mean, they can wear, if you think about it, they wear suits in the middle of summer, where we're into sleeveless and in dresses. The colours for men, by tradition, are much, I think they're much subtler. I hope they reopen it, Bernie. This isn't too bad, actually.
And I've, you know,
it's done us well enough. But I do prefer a Bernie.
That one's always nice. Do you remember that girl? She was always sweet, wasn't it? Very cheerful. Really very nice.
I wonder if they have come up against the rapacity of the rates.
But don't you remember they kept saying they're going to shut us down, and then 6 months later we went there and, oh no, they're not shutting it now. And God, it's a great sort of burden off, isn't it, all this sort of shopping. Just got to go and dismiss, and I think we've finished those bits off and that's it.
What have we got to do next?
Smith's, we're going there next.
And I must make a real effort to find one of these machines that's working.
We'll try the post office. Mm. We've got to get Smith, we've got to get tokens, Dave's canoe book, paperback for Marge, calendar for Shirley, because there weren't much good in.
They were miserable in Debenhams.
Deb's we've completed. Bookshop Jackie, paperback. Marks and Sparks slippers and Marge winter tights. And biscuit barrel.
Winter tights.
That should be Maureen, is it? I've got Marge. It's Maureen, isn't it? Keep it in my pocket, it's a lot easier. Spending Christmas on her own, or? I don't know.
No, I think that they'll probably go down to the mums.
I was going to say, have they made any sort of new friends where they are?
No.
No?
There aren't any people where they are.
Are not?
Well, they're next door neighbours who I think are very nice, but I don't think Jackie and Deb have got a lot in common with them. That's one house that adjoins them, and then a little further on, it's a lane. It's about as wide as this, Brent.
Well, where they live? What area is it?
It's called Fen Lane.
How much is it?
And it's in between Creighton St Mary and Needham Market.
And how far is it from you?
Between 10 and 15 minutes drive, I suppose. 10 minutes, perhaps.
Oh, it's not far.
No.
She's still doing her teaching job?
Yes. And she phoned me and she said, I feel as though I've dropped out of the bottom of the world, she said. You know, I just don't see anybody. I said, well, of course, you're working on Monday. See, she used to have Mondays to herself. And I would often go round on a Monday afternoon and dig a talk. But that's gone. And I said, I can't run in at 5:30 when you get home from school and chat to you, because Ned will be coming at 6:00. And I don't want to be there all that afternoon. He's there. It's just happened, and I also thought to myself, and I'm probably going to move a lot further away than Fen Lane.
But she doesn't, she doesn't bother that much now, does she?
No.
I mean, I think it cramps since she's been up there.
I'm very sorry for her, because I think that she and Neb have made a quite ferocious mess of their life. Neb never intended to be slaving away doing kitchen fitting. He wanted to do wood sculpture. That was his idea.
And slow down a bit, didn't
yes,
he? He didn't
yes.
want to keep on as...
He's
know.
On the gallop, and he looks very old.
Does he?
And she never wanted to return to full-time teaching. It's providential for her that she's got a job that she's very good at and that she enjoys. In an extremely nice school.
Yes.
Cheap, such as it is.
Turn it out your sleeve.
I'll have to go to the... I'm sure something gets picked up very much. Such a perishing bore.
Okay.
hopefully get.
Mm.
And Jackie's.
That's right. And who knows, when we go into Smith's in Woking, it might not be so busy.
Busy.
We might see something for Jackie.
You got your seatbelt on?
Yeah.
It's only 2 o'clock.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I really feel like going back, putting my feet out and chatting to you a bit more. Because we haven't chatted enough, have we?
I don't know, well, we've got the bolt. We're only going to be in Woking an hour.
Yes, we haven't chatted enough.
Will you try telling the tapes there? You really feel, I mean, we've really sort of put into it and really done well, haven't we?
Oh, I couldn't have done a quarter of it.
I mean, I think I'm left with 2 people.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Couldn't have done a quarter of it. No. I'd have dithered. I'd have got tired. I'd have gone off and been by.
Oh, well, I'll come back.
That's right. I'll do it again. I'll have another go at it. Well, I could have spent the whole week. I could have spent 5 afternoons in Ipswich.
Would have done.
Or not.
And I think I would have done, because I would have kept thinking, because a couple of weeks ago I thought, oh, I'd go, I'll make an effort.
I think it makes a very big difference knowing that the money.
Yeah, knowing that you could spare without having to think too hard. And you make sure you, I mean, you know, for that what I've spent.
Oh, it was well within.
It's got everybody.
Yeah, it was within your budget and you've done the lot. I went over budget, but then I expected I would. Because for one thing, I was buying for more.
Because you had, I mean, none of us realised you had 30 or two.
No.
I don't think you really realised.
But I remember when you said that last year.
50 odds, I think 53.
50, yeah. And I think years before that I've had something like 40 or 35 in what you might call quiet years.
But funny, those calendars of Smith, £2, were lovely. Mm. And the ones we saw at Marks and all that were nothing, were they?
Well, it pays to tramp around. You see, the problem with Jackie and Neb has always been that they cannot believe that you can get things in a place like W.H. Smith that will do very nicely as a Christmas present.
Well,
they tend
to
go always to the top of the...
Yeah, but it doesn't pay,
you know,
to
they go to
out there in a minute.
Oh, yes. Yes. They go to the Medici shops or Athena or whatever. And they're looking at the best. Well, you can't afford to. See, Marianne and Mitch are giving up on buying Christmas presents because she says you're buying things for people who don't really want them. Everybody's getting what they want. Therefore, I think that tokeny things are the best. And that's what I've bought this year.
And is that what...
Tokeny things.
Is that what she's doing?
They're buying disposable presents, like giving theatre vouchers and... I don't know what else, but she said disposables, things that people
idea,
can have some fun with.
Mm.
And what I'm giving is just something nice in the spirit of Christmas, but it hasn't broken my bank or my back.
The thing is, it's done in one. How these people go week after week after week looking for a bargain. I mean, Christmas, I mean, we picked up some bargains today, but how you can go a week, I mean, it's okay, yes, clothing, but when you're Christmas shopping, you can't go for a bargain.
No,
because
you can't.
It's just so, I mean, that CNA, it was so busy, wasn't it? It was get so claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Look at this traffic coming in now to Guildford. I think the way we did it, we marked down the 3 shops we wanted to do, and you make sure you just do those 3 shops.
Yes. I don't think that, even though with a bit of luck next year I will be a bit better off, in the sense that I should have sold my house, bought something cheaper, and have some capital invested so that I have a little extra monthly income. I should be living in somewhere that's cheaper to run.
You don't know, you might end up with this little old chap you're with.
Oh, I wouldn't marry him, Brenda. I wouldn't marry anybody, Brenda.
But you might live with him.
I don't know.
Yes, you can buy a smaller house, even more so then.
Well, I would. I mean, I intend to keep my own roof.
Whatever.
Neil can be in it and look after it. Yes. But I don't think I'll ever again buy expensive Christmas presents in the way that I did in the past. Spending £40 and £50 a head on people.
Head. Like the Dash tracksuits.
Yes. No, I can't. I can't think of myself as doing that again.
And think, it's like those calendars. They're lovely little things you don't think of buying. But it's like those bags. I mean, I'd be over the moon if someone bought me one of those bags.
Yes.
You know, but people don't think, oh no, they're only £125, and you can't buy someone that.
Mm.
But it's not the issue of it, is it?
No, it isn't. Brenda and I have brought Guildford between us. And yesterday we bought Camberley.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I've only got this one. I had a cream one and it got wrecked by going, I think Neil put it in the wash with one of his black t-shirts. And it came out all purple,
it's really
bluey.
Flattering top.
It is. It's very soft and easy to wear. Yeah.
You should buy a couple more if you see him.
Well, I don't know.
They're warm.
They are warm, but it's colour. I don't know whether I'd... perhaps if I saw cream again this year, I might buy it. But I'm not sure that I want this deep red, because I bought a red one in a different style, the same sort of fabric, in Bentalls. Do you remember? When I bought that black and white check skirt, I bought this red blouse. Yes, but the sleeve head is all wrong, so I'm unpicking the sleeve head and trying to get it together. And I would have got it together if only my blasted lodgers had gone out to work instead of, as with Paul, for days on end being unemployed and sitting and telling me about Karen. Honestly, Brenda, you pay a heavy price for being nice.
But he says the same things, doesn't he?
Of course
time.
He does. He goes himself over and over again. Doesn't listen to a word I say. Like, the woman's no good. Of course, I've told Paul some things about women that have really made yet more of his hair fall off the top of his bald head. I said, quite bluntly, I said, look, a working woman needs a working man to help support herself and her children. I said, no, nobody is going to be able these days, a woman's not going to be able to support herself on 20 hours a week, which is what Karen does, putting out bread in the Asda.
Is she the original one then?
She is the original one.
She's not the one that was coming round with the baby?
No, it was Michelle who was coming round with the baby, and I found two pairs of Michelle's knickers after that in the wash. Now, I don't know how they managed this, dear, because she was coming round in the day with little Donna with her, and I was around, but there you are, you see, they will, love will find a way. Anyway, I said to him, look, woman needs a man to support her. I said, mark my words, when the chap that she's got at the moment, who's taking her out to discos and things, she'll find that he doesn't really want to kick in and help to support her. I said, she might well come back to you. I said, she's tried to keep you on a string, just in case she didn't land the next fish. Looked horrified. You know, as far as he's concerned, it's all love and glamour.
How come she took him back and didn't want him in?
Well, I think that she was trying to keep him dangling so that she had somebody to fall back on if she didn't land another man.
Wasn't she sailing around with another man?
She is now. She is now, yes. She's now carrying on.
What does he say?
He's seen the man going in and out of the house. She's told him that she's got this other man.
Because I can remember him saying before he used to drive around and spy.
Yes. Well, there is another man. And she has told Paul that, frankly, she's lapping up the attention. He's taking her out for meals and they're having a good time together, you know. Well, that's great. But as soon as he's paid for the goods and got the goods, the chap's going to go off looking for another. Unsupported.
Really?
Yes. Of course, he doesn't want to stay with her. But I've told Paul that if he goes back to Karen and, you know, takes some of his things out, then he takes all of his things out and himself, and he never comes back.
You can't.
I've had this twice, and each time it's been upheaval because he's got a lot of goods. It's had to be moved in, shoehorned in, moved people's belongings out of one cupboard into another, and the second time round has been purgatory because he brought from Karen's house the Hoover and the saucepans and everything that was his, everything that belonged to him. But he said that before, I said, why was Michelle able to come in between you and Karen? He said, well, Karen had been getting moody. He said, Karen was getting bored. Paul is boring. She's told Paul that he's boring. What Paul needs is a sort of girl who doesn't care whether the man's a bit boring.
No, because I can imagine Paul sort of being quite a homely chap.
He is.
If he gets the right sort
he
of...
He is.
Someone that could put up with his sort of conversation.
Yes.
He likes
yes.
to chat. And,
yes.
But I mean,
he's a pleasant enough chap. Yes. But he is not a playboy. He's not going to spend money on, like, Pete Morel was forever buying Pam cheap jewellery from Ratner's and rubbish of that nature.
Did he ever get back with her?
Well, she tells me that she's going to throw Sean out because Sean is boring. Sean, she has no respect for, she says, because he hasn't got a job. He won't get a job. He won't work. And she said to me, what did I think of the idea of taking Pete back, once they were properly divorced, taking him back just as a lover? And I said, that sounds to me to be a very good idea. I said, then you're not at his mercy, because anybody who's at Pete's mercy will suffer. He's got a very nasty streak. He's got a nasty, snide way of putting things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, nasty.
But he's quite fond of her, isn't he?
Oh, he adores her. Oh, yes, he wants her back. And I said, she said, I know him. I said, there's a lot to be said for a chap that you know inside out, know his ways and know how to cope. But I said, never, ever put yourself at his mercy by marrying. And the house will be hers, you see, when they're properly divorced. It'll be in her name. So if he starts coming the old soldier, she can bung him out.
Does she bail herself out in the end with over her money situation?
Oh, yeah, I went guarantor for that.
Did you have to pay the money?
No, she managed. I told her on pain of death not to tell Pete that I was backing.
Mm.
Because otherwise he'd have sat back and said, oh, Jean Lorimer can pay that.
That's right.
But she knew that in the last resort, if he did renege, that I would do it. But he's paid off now. As soon as he'd paid off, he went on the dole again.
Okay.
He's quite a gypsy, you know. He looks like a gypsy. Did you meet him?
No, I never met him.
Oh! Plausible rogue. Forward, is it? No.
There.
Oh, you're going right. Oh, yes, you haven't got your right. No. I thought perhaps that the hooting was...
Why's he waiting? You don't need to.
No. He's suddenly got the message.
No, I've never sort of come across him.
You might yet.
But you said he was sort of look gypsy-fied.
Oh, yes.
See, this is in the orders.
Hmm.
I'm committed now. Should have gone to the one, the offices that buy wars.
Is that a bona fide or one that you happen to know of?
It was just a... office car park and I normally use it. I normally don't come into them. I just thought as we want Smith's and into Swords, it's this end rather than walk all the way from Woolworths.
Yeah, well. I think a cup of tea, don't you?
If you want one.
We'll see how we go. I don't think I've got anything more to get actually except
book,
book for Jackie if I see it.
Dave's book,
yes, I'm sure that's going to be straightforward. Book for Jackie, not quite so straightforward.
I don't know though. I mean...
I don't think I'll get a book for Jackie because, I will be honest with you, she has so much reading to do for her English teaching and drama.
Oh, I've got to take you in the Chinese shop.
Ah!
Remember, you haven't been in there yet?
No!
The Japanese shop.
Ah!
Oh, fantastic. I bet you buy something in there.
Ah!
They just do... It's only around the corner. And I remember last time I said I'd take you and I didn't.
No, that's right.
Oh, it's right. Lovely because the girls in there wear the kimono.
Oh, the cheongsam. That's Chinese, isn't it? And the kimono for the Japanese. And a sash around the middle.
Yes.
The obi.
Yes, and they wear sort of like a back thing on the back. Isn't that
Chinese? Yes, that's Japanese.
Yeah, Japanese shopping is. Mm. Oh, but they do some beautiful things in there. And my other favourite shop I love in Woking is the birthday shop.
Oh.
They do like ever so unusual thing, you know, lovely pencil sharpeners and rubbers, and they're all sort of like 10 and 20p things, but ever so unusual, like there might be an ice cream, all fun things.
Oh, nice.
Real lovely shop. Envelope.